This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcour.
The local school district is running a unique pilot program this fall called the Cortez Island Academy to provide up to one semester's worth of high school programming on the island for grades 9 through 12 students. The Cortez Island Community Foundation, Folk University, and other community members of Cortez Island all worked with the SD72 to try and address the lack of high school programming on Cortez. I spoke with Kira Takanas, the outreach coordinator of the Cortez Island Academy, for more details on the program, her experience leaving Cortez for high school, and how she's helping work on a solution.
Why don't you introduce yourself for us?
My name is Kira Takanas. I grew up on Cortez Island. I moved there in 2005, and I lived there until, I think, 2013, until I went to high school in Campbell River. I currently live in Vancouver, but I'm starting to get more involved in the Cortez community again. I've been hired as an assistant administrator and outreach coordinator. Amanda hired me in April to market the program and work on some fundraising, so I'm going to be working in this role throughout the summer as well. But then in October, I will be shifting in my role to be a co-facilitator for one of the programs.
What is the Cortez Island Academy?
So the Cortez Island Academy is a pilot program in partnership with School District 72, which is the same school district that high school students from the Gulf Islands would be attending. And so the Cortez Island Academy is a 20-week program. It's an experiential, place-based learning program. So it takes place in four different blocks. It's based off of a learning model that Quest University uses, where you take, instead of taking, I guess, like either four courses in a semester and having one or two days a week where you focus on each course, you have a concentrated amount of time. You have 5 weeks where you focus on one course. And yeah, I guess it's just a bit more focused and streamlined. We have 4 5-week modules. And the first two modules are based around ocean stewardship, conservation, and outdoor leadership. And Cortez is a great place to do that, obviously. We have a great natural campus. The first two blocks, the first one is the outdoor leadership program, and that's going to be led by Kai Harvey with the Cortez Kayaks business that she runs, with help of Tosh Harvey and probably a few other local folks. But they're going to spend 5 weeks teaching the students about kayaking, preparation for outdoor preparedness, situating the cohort within the place that they're going to be taking classes in for the next 20 weeks, reorienting the youth around what it means to be in a place and what that looks like, just, I guess, in the context of learning outside, but also just in the context of who they are as people. And then the second course that is part of that module is another 5-week course around ocean conservation and stewardship. And that's the one that Savannah and I will be co-facilitating. Ours is a bit different. Obviously, we're not going to be doing outdoor leadership necessarily. Savannah and I are more facilitators, like holding space for knowledge holders to come in our course. So how that's going to happen is we're going to have multiple different knowledge holders, experts, scientists, people who have a lot of knowledge in their field come in and talk about different aspects of marine and ocean stewardship. And that's going to be really focused in the context of Cortez. So we're going to have people from Hackeye come in and talk a bit. We're going to have, I'm pretty sure, a field trip to Middlenatch, which, if you've ever been, is a really cool place to go. And also, we're going to talk a bit about just the fisheries in the area, kelp farming that's starting to happen on Cortez or has been happening for a while now. Yeah. And then the students will then go into a more youth storytelling focused part of the program, which is the next two blocks. And so the first one is based loosely off of the new media curriculum, which is a modified version of English high school credit, and that one will be taught by Amanda Soma Feldman and Odette Auger. I'm sure that they will also have other kind of experts in the field come in and share some of their knowledge, but they're going to be focused on podcasting and decolonizing media, just introducing a more critical lens to English in general, but also teaching some of the skills that youth might want to use to kind of participate in the world that we live in with digital media. And so that's going to be the third block. And then the last block is going to be led by Real Youth. And they are going to be working with the students to make a few videos. If you've ever done anything or heard anything about Real Youth, I'm pretty sure a cornerstone of a lot of their programming is intergenerational relationships. A key aspect of what they'll be doing is teaching kids like different aspects of like video production and filmmaking, but also producing a film with kind of like an elder knowledge holder person who the film revolves around, or the relationship between the children and that elder is a cornerstone of the film. Yeah. So that's how it's going to go down learning wise with the Cortez Island Academy. Obviously, we don't have a high school on Cortez. And so it's going to be a mix of Cortez students and also off island students. And so we're doing a homestay program where students will come and be accepted in homes of different folks on Cortez. The homestay program set up through the school district because they do the homestay program with the international school program that they have through the school district. And so it's the same process of fitting students to different families. And so we're still actually looking for homestays. But yeah, the brief overview of the program.
How does this program differ from traditional public school? And if I were to send my kid to your program, could they still graduate through the official means?
Our program differs from a regular high school program because right now it's in the early stages. It's a pilot program, so it only runs for 20 weeks of the year, and that doesn't provide enough credits for a high school student, for example, in grade 12 to graduate with all the credits that they need. And the program is still credited because it's through the school district. They've approved all of our programs. They've been vetted. We have a partnership with the school district, and they've provided us with teachers for each of the courses that we're taking that are going to work with us to tailor the programs, to tailor the curriculum within each of our modules to meet all of the outcomes for each course. So if it's like the ocean conservation stewardship course and we have students in grade 10, 11, and 12 coming to take that course, we'll be working with the school district 72 teachers to make sure that each student gets their respective science credit for their grade 10 course, their grade 11 course, or their grade 12 course. And so you can still graduate using the Cortez Island Academy right now because it's such a small program as an exchange from your regular high school program. Yeah, and how I think it's different is because, well, there's lots of reasons why it's different. The courses that we're teaching aren't primarily based off of a textbook, and so we've expanded the ways of learning that the regular high school curriculum facilitates. Like, we are working outside on hands-on type projects, and they're really like place-based. They're not like necessarily within a classroom. They're situating the youth within the context that they're learning in, but also like within the context of who they are as people in the world. And I think that we've taken a lot of what the regular high school curriculum is and expanded on it to update it to what youth are interested in now, or not even necessarily what you think that they're interested in or know that they're interested in, but how the world has changed since the high school curriculum was last updated.
What do you see as the main obstacles and problems for kids going into high school that live on Cortez and families that have kids at high school age living on Cortez?
It's an interesting issue because I think that because there isn't really an established, well, there isn't an established high school program on Cortez, students grow up or youth grow up like knowing that their time on Cortez is going to end. And so it's a double-edged sword where you're excited because that this world that you were living in is going to end, but also you have to leave the home that you've grown up in for your entire life. And so there's like a lot of anticipation of, oh, like, what is high school like going to be like off of Cortez or whatever it is. And I think that's a funny aspect of bringing the high school to Cortez, because so many kids, I think, grow up like knowing that they're going to leave Cortez. And so I think that when students might hear about it, right now, they might be like, oh, well, I've always like been planning to leave Cortez for high school. Like, why would I stay? But I think that the really great aspect of the Cortez Island Academy program is that it's not just Cortez students that are taking this program. It's also international students or other students from the Gulf Islands. And so I think that's an interesting aspect of it. I think that the biggest barriers for families and students is just the transition and the financial burden that it is to have to move to Campbell River. It's a crazy transition going from a small island, moving to Campbell River, and either living with your family and others or not living with your family and boarding with other students. When you're in high school, when you're like 14 years old and all of a sudden you've had this drastic life change, and it's not just like where you are that's different, it's the entire structure of your family life is forever changed, which is sounds really negative, but we've all been through it and we're all okay. Like, it's not necessarily the most negative thing. It's just a crazy ending to everyone's childhood on Cortez. And I think for a lot of people, it's pretty jarring. As the price of living increases too, the cost of boarding your child if you're not moving to Campbell River has gotten much more expensive. I know the school district supplements a certain amount of money. I actually don't have the exact amount that they do, but it doesn't meet the amount of money that a family spends boarding their child. I'm pretty sure that it's almost probably close to $1,000 a month for some people to board their kids in Campbell River, and that is a huge amount of money, especially for folks on Cortez who might not have a stable full year kind of income. Families are anticipating, and they know that they have to leave. And so people start to depart at different times. And so some people might leave in like grade 7 in anticipation for a grade 8 high school start in a different city. Or some people might leave in grade 9, or some people might leave in grade 10. And so there's like this slow hollowing out that happens at school on Cortez, and like it's not to any like fault of the teachers, but it's really hard.
If a student was interested in getting involved in this pilot program, how can they apply, and does it cost anything to put your kid into this?
It doesn't cost anything initially to register your child for the Cortez Island Academy. You can register through our website, cortezislandacademy.ca. We have a registration link, or you can also register on the school district's website. Our contact, or like the liaison between the school district and the Cortez Island Academy, his name is Jeff Lonteo, and he's the district coordinator of student options and opportunities. And then the actual cost of the education part of the program is free, but the homestay program does cost money. It does cost money to board your child through the homestay program. And depending on what type of homestay you decide to do, the options will range from $450 to $900 a month. And so why there's a sliding scale is because a lot of the students that we have enrolled in the program might just board for 5 days a week and then go home on the weekends. And so depending on whether they're doing that, the price of the homestay is less. So for example, if we have a student who lives on Quadra, they have the ability to go home on the weekends because it's just a ferry right away. And so they could leave on Friday and come back Sunday night. And that's why the price of the homestay would be less.
What do you hope for the future of the Cortez Island Academy?
For the future, I think the Cortez Island Academy provides a really great opportunity to bridge the gap between youth on Cortez and then also young adults. It provides the opportunity to like bridge like an intergenerational gap, I think, on Cortez that I feel like has been lost to me personally and maybe to other youth as well. Like, I think the Cortez Island Academy provides a lot of opportunities for younger people to step in to roles that we might not have been able to step into if it didn't exist. So, like, it provides an opportunity for us to come back to Cortez and share some of the knowledge that we have acquired since we've left. A lot of the facilitators, not a lot, but a decent amount of the facilitators that we have, like me and Kai and Savannah and other people who will be participating in the Cortez Island Academy, like also Bella McKnight, like we all have come back to Cortez quite recently or are like in like a transitioning stage coming back to Cortez. But I also hope that the Cortez Island Academy provide more of a robust, or allows the Cortez community to maintain more of a robust demographic. I hope that students decide to stay on Cortez a bit longer and that families don't necessarily have to leave. I think that it would be amazing if we were able to expand this pilot program to have a high school-like program on Cortez where students don't have to leave to get the high school experience that they want, because it's such a dynamic program with different youth coming from different parts of the province or the world. I think it provides a really great opportunity for Cortez youth to be able to have those experiences and not have to leave.
How can an individual who's excited about the program help out or contribute?
If you're interested in volunteering or interested in like any type of employment opportunities we might have, I would reach out to Manda@thecortezfoundation.ca. Manda would be the person to contact if you're wanting to get involved either in a volunteer or employment position. If you're hoping to contribute in terms of fundraising, you can go to the Cortez Island Community Foundation website and select the fund for the Cortez Island Academy to donate.
Where can someone find out more about the Cortez Island Academy?
We have a website called cortezislandacademy.ca where we have an overview of the program, our curriculum, how to get involved. We have a section called In the News where you can read a bit more about what people have written about the Cortez Island Academy. And we also have a page for our team as well with bios for all of our facilitators.
Okay, thank you so much, Kira.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.